USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The whistleblower complaint against President Trump in his phone call to Ukraine's president has gone to Congress. He met with Vladimir Zelensky, who was asked if he felt pressure to investigate the Bidens.
We had, I think, good phone call. It was normal. We spoke about many things, and I think, and you read it, that nobody pushed me.
But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is cause for an impeachment inquiry.
This document demonstrates that President Trump made it abundantly and redundantly clear to the President of the Ukraine that he wanted him to investigate his political opponent.
The president calls the controversy a hoax.
Impeachment for that?
At a news conference, he said Democrats are only pursuing it because they can't win at the polls. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tough words from Iran's president at the UN General Assembly, a day after President Trump called on world leaders to present a united front in the face of Iranian aggression. As long as sanctions remain in place, Iran's leaders say they won't negotiate a nuclear deal.
We have never surrendered to foreign aggression and imposition.
Speaking through an interpreter at the UNGA, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani called the U.S. policy toward his nation merciless economic terrorism. Rouhani said his country has a right to independence as well as science and technology development. A deteriorating picture of the world's oceans is being portrayed in a new United Nations report on climate change. It found oceans are warmer, more acidic, and less productive, posing problems for coral reefs and shellfish. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A new poll finds Elizabeth Warren ahead in the race for the White House. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The new national poll from Quinnipiac University finds that U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren is slightly ahead of former Vice President Joe Biden, 27% to 25%. And given the margin of error for the survey, that means it's a virtual tie.
She's picked up 10, 12 points in the last month and a half. You'd have to call it a huge swing.
That's Quinnipiac pollster Tim Malloy speaking to NBC News. This comes on the heels of polls in Iowa and New Hampshire of voters in those states finding Warren slightly ahead as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As President Trump faces an impeachment inquiry, not all Democrats are on board. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, a long-shot 2020 presidential candidate, isn't on board. She explains to Fox News why.
I've been consistent in saying that I believe that impeachment at this juncture would be terribly divisive for the country at a time when we are already extremely divided. The hyperpartisanship is one of the main things that is driving our country apart. I think it's important to defeat Donald Trump. That's why I'm running for president. But I think it's the American people who need to make their voices heard in making that decision.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.